The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There is an election coming up. Fred Whitaker is joining us from the Republican Party of Orange County, where he is the chair, to talk about the importance of Orange County in this election and what they're planning. It's good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Larry. It's good to be here.
So what is the election day?
Election day is March 3rd, first Tuesday in March.
But the ballots come out a month before that, don't they?
Correct. And we're in a new paradigm in the state of California and Orange County where everyone who is registered to vote will receive a live vote-by-mail ballot in that first week of February. Whether you requested an absentee or not, everybody is receiving a live vote-by-mail ballot. There's no more precinct voting. There will be vote centers that will start opening up over the month, distributed around the county, with voting starting about 2 weeks ahead of the election. And then on election day, there will be many pop-up vote centers into neighborhoods, but not nearly as small as precincts were, because the encouragement from the registrar's office is to everybody vote their vote-by-mail ballot and turn it in. It's much like the state of Washington, state of Colorado, other states that have gone to mostly vote-by-mail.
So this is an opportunity, but maybe it presents some challenges as well. The last time around, Republicans had a tough time with Democrats coming in. They did some ballot harvesting. What's the plan to counter that this year?
Well, a couple different things. On ballot harvesting, I think there may be a misperception about how big an effect it had on certain elections. Certainly on the margins in like Congressional 45 or in Senate 35, it had an effect. Ballot harvesting, even on the Democrat side, is an extremely expensive proposition. They had staff for over a year into neighborhoods, making relationships, going back and back again to people saying, okay, here's how we vote. Can I take your ballot for you? And I think for Democrats who are, I think, more generally communal in their thinking, that works. When we've tried ballot harvesting, for instance, in the Newman recall, we were very successful in recalling Josh Newman, but we spent over $25,000 on ballot harvesting and got 12 ballots, because a Republican tends to very think independently and say, I'm not giving you my ballot. I don't know who you are. So part of the thing we're doing is a very strong social media effort to tell independents and others, don't trust somebody with your ballot. To try and dissuade that. And then what we're doing is with community groups, churches, others who are not affiliated with the Republican Party, but where people are generally center-right and they're going to be in a place where they're together, having educational events, having the opportunities to have staff take ballots after those educational events with our candidates, or direct people to vote centers or ballot boxes. You know, there's going to be drop boxes for ballots throughout the county. And so that's part of how we're going to counter it.
Fred Whitaker is with us, chair of the Orange County Republican Party. Can Republicans take back these seats? Are the demographics still pretty solid for Republicans to have an advantage if they participate in a strong, strong way?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are gearing everything for November. So, for instance, here in the March primary, in an overlap of Congressional 45 is Supervisor District 3. That seat, Supervisor District 3, will be won or lost in March. Now, we just won it handily in a special election a year ago last March. We are rolling out the exact same get-out-the-vote effort that beat the Democrats in that race to win this race again. All that voter data, all the information we're getting about those voters and their preferences will all be used for the November election in Congressional 45. If you look over at Congressional 48, Michelle Steele, the party-endorsed candidate, has outraised Harley Ruta 2 quarters in a row. She's tied with him in the polls. If you look at Congressional 39, Young Kim has outraised Gil Cisneros 2 quarters in a row, and she is outpolling him. If you look in Congressional 49, Brian Marriott, mayor of San Juan Capistrano, our Republican candidate, he is tied in the polls with Mike Levins. So when we look at where the races are, we're very pleased, little less than a year out, 10 months out from the November election, where we are. And we know that the NRCC is going to come in and help us on these targeted races as our candidates continue to perform.
Is there a sense of a strategy out there? In talking to the candidates, I'm picking up on a theme as I talk to them. For the congressional candidates, the Dems that took those Republican seats, they're saying things like, you know, these people came in saying they were going to be moderate Democrats, but the first thing they did was to side on the side of impeaching the president. That's not the feeling in our district, and that's not the feeling in this party to move forward, and there may be a vulnerability to these Dems.
Oh, I think there's tremendous vulnerability. All of them said that they would be independent-minded, yet their first vote was for Nancy Pelosi. And then as it went on, all they've done is been an investigation, it's an impeachment. Not a single one of the Orange County Democrat congressional representatives have gotten any piece of legislation through. And all they've done is tacked with the hard left on impeachment. And impeachment does not poll well in any place in Orange County. So I think it's a gift to us that they've shown their true colors, that they're as hard left as we said they were, and that won't resonate with voters in November. And we need everybody to get out and vote.
All right. Fred Whitaker, chairman of the Orange County Republican Party, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Larry.